Neil, when you spoke to me before the game, you told me all about the virus and everything that was up against. So how good a win is that for you today?
It's an amazing result. To say the circumstance, you know, yesterday we lost three players with a virus. One collapsed there, DJ Campbell, and we've had to leave him at home. But Adel Taraba and both Connolly quick came and got him in single rooms. And they followed a little bit better this morning, and they've done magnificent. And then Bothroyd got come down with it this morning. So it just shows you, I thought Patrick Agyemang did ever so well. And as I did everybody, I mean, you don't come here and get a result like this with a weakness. Everybody played as a team. And in the end, I thought we could have, if we'd have used a few passes when we broke in the second half, I thought we could have had two or three more chances. But, you know, I thought we deserved it in the end.
After what happened last weekend, what a response as well from your players.
Yeah, it's been they were a little bit down Monday, Tuesday, but we haven't got time. We're going to get beat 4-0 again before the end of the season. It might even be more. We just got to get on with it. Life's too short. And I said to him, you know, we've got to enjoy every minute. Come in here. We drove up before the, you know, I said to him on the bus, you know, look at this here, Goodison Park. You know where we could be today. I won't mention the championship teams. It's a fabulous league, and we're going to enjoy it. But it's nice to be able to compete, and, you know, looking forward to bringing four or five players in now in the next sort of 10 days and really competing.
Is that the big plans now?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, we've had it's been a very up and down week, but you know, the Tony Fernandes and Amit Bhatia coming in and being great, so supportive, and they're as excited as me about the whole project.
So will you be disappointed if you don't get those four or five in now?
I'd be very surprised if I don't. Not disappointed.
He'll be expecting this every week now, Tony Fernandes, won't he? First game, win away from home.
Well, he's been a breath of fresh air. I can only say my job is, if you get the support, which he's going to give me and Amit, and you don't get the result, you get the sack, and I think that's fair enough. If you don't, you know, if we can't get the players in, and it's hard work if you get the sack, you've got a chip on your shoulder. And I felt, you know, last time with Sheffield, it wasn't really, you know, we didn't really invest enough. And today, you know, we've got 10 days, fortunately, to try and get four or five good players. Because you saw the fans today. It was an amazing turnout today. I bet they can't believe it either, really.
What will it do to the players' mentality and belief that they can win in the Premier League and win away from home and keep a clean sheet at a place like this? They haven't been beaten since November here.
No, I mean, you look at the squad. Christ, when the substitutes warmed up in them tracksuits, I thought they were models, male models. They looked on £1 million, didn't they? And I said, who's going to pick him up? And Fellaini, he was about 10 foot. But we managed, you know, all credit to the lads. We managed to curb them. And in the end, you know, it'll be a long journey on, but one I'm looking forward to.
But will that help their belief, their mental state, that they can do it? They can do it at this level?
Well, winning changes everybody's attitude. You know, last week, you know, you couldn't see us getting a point before Christmas. This week, you know, some of them will be talking about Europe. That's football, isn't it? We've just got to keep our feet on the floor. You know, we're miles away from being a top side yet. And you look at David's team, we caught them on a good day, really. They're not having a game last week affected them. Sometimes it doesn't affect you, but players need games like this, not friendlies. And so, you know, I was delighted when the game was off, if I'm honest. Even though I know Tottenham did well at Hearts, I was still pleased. And, you know, looking at the squad they've got. But we've messed about a few coupons up today, I'm sure.
And just finally, the 3-4 years you've had, how good a feeling is that winning in the Premier League as a manager again?
Oh, it's an amazing league. I love the league, you know, beamed all over the world. And it's just when you get a result like this, in the circumstances with a group of lads who you've more or less come up with in the last 12 months, you're very proud, you know, when you look at the opposing team. And, you know, it's nice to see Adel Taraba play 90 minutes, even when he's had a virus. And it would have been easier to leave him out today and go defensive, but we said let's have a go. You know, if we get beat, you know, we get beat, and thought it was a good attitude.